Now, it's interesting, and I love how the fact that God kind of interweaves things. I intentionally made sure that I didn't hear Pastor Richard's message because, you know, I've always been a people person. That's just the way God's made me. Matter of fact, I don't like living life alone. I don't want to do things alone at all. I don't like laughing alone. I don't even like crying alone. I want to be around people. And I guess where Pastor Richard's an introvert, I'm probably an extreme extrovert. Matter of fact, being around people actually charges me up. I leave feeling good. I may be tired, but I feel energized. Matter of fact, I found the sermon that I did on the promises of God about loneliness, that was probably one of the easiest ones for me to do because I don't like that feeling at all. Matter of fact, the promise from God to never leave us, I mean, to me, that's a game changer. That's exactly what I'm looking for in a Savior, in a Lord. But it's interesting. I was actually pondering the different sermons that I did through all, you know, the God promised, I promised. And I actually noticed that every single one of them was based on relationships. And I guess it shouldn't surprise me because that's just how I'm wired. I mean, I covered loneliness first, and it's pretty self-explanatory, right? I mean, you know, that's definitely relationship-driven. The second one I did was about forgiveness. And if you think about it, that is a quick way of isolating yourself from other people, isn't it? Either by not being willing to forgive them or them not being willing to forgive you, or you even you asking them for forgiveness. I then looked at the next one, which was, you know, that God supplying our needs. And if you want a quick way, you know, to isolate yourself, feel like you're in need. Feel like you're missing something. As I've learned that when you feel that you're in need, you feel alone, you feel vulnerable, you feel like left out, you feel forgotten. Matter of fact, and how many of us love to ask for help? I didn't think I'd get a lot of hands up. So, see, God tends to supply our needs through who? Other people, right? So when it's kind of a problem. And then we talked about, you know, how the fact that God's faithful. Well, when someone's faithful, it means that they're going to be there for you. That's relationship driven too. We talked about, you know, the fact that God gives us joy. I mean, look, no one likes laughing alone. Matter of fact, usually when you're happy, what do you want to do? You want to be around other people. You want them to kind of join in with your good times. And even the last promise about the fact that God always wins. I mean, when you win, what's the first thing you want to do? You want to tell someone, right? You know, you want someone to celebrate that victory with you. See, all the promises that I talked about from God, they're all linked to relationships. So when it came to this sermon and I knew I had to pick one of the Old Testament prophecies about, you know, the birth of Jesus, well, to me, that's an easy promise. I go for the one that I love. I go for Isaiah chapter 7. So you can turn with me, Isaiah chapter 7, or you can just look behind. Isaiah 7, verse 14 says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." And the name Emmanuel means God with us. I mean, how do you explain if you're with someone or not? I mean, how do you explain that? I mean, because the word God with us, I mean, the word with means to accompany. It means to be beside, or actually to be in. So when you're with someone, you're right next to them. And matter of fact, anyone who's around can quickly tell that you're with them. You're not trying to hide it. I kind of think of it as kind of a sports team. You know what a sports team does? They all wear the same uniform. They practice together. They warm up together. Matter of fact, you know, I've learned too on a sports team is you get kind of annoyed if someone messes with one of your teammates. You don't like that. Part of my team. Matter of fact, you forcefully tell them, "Don't mess with my teammate." You're protective of each other. And that's kind of how my relationship is with Jesus. Jesus is with me. He's not ashamed to be with me. He loves me. And as a matter of fact, it doesn't bother him at all if anyone knows that I'm with him. It doesn't. I actually find it interesting that the Christmas story that was told in Matthew, it's actually, we find Joseph, and we find him in a position where he makes the decision that I don't even want to be with my soon-to-be bride. I don't want to be with her anymore. There's a fear inside of him that's causing him to want to withdraw, to get out, to end that relationship. I'll read it, kind of just a small part of it. Matthew 1, verse 18. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they had come together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly." Now, the Bible, if you look at the Bible's wording, it almost makes it seem like it's not that bad. But I'm going to tell you, this was a really bad scene that's going on right here. See, Joseph actually had every right to take his soon-to-be bride, to literally bring her before the town, expose her sin, and then once the town knew, they then would lead her out to the city gates, and they would stone her to death. See, back then, they didn't deal well with sexual immorality. So, it's interesting that Joseph actually shows her grace and mercy. He's looking to kind of divorce her quietly. He's actually saving her life. It's kind of interesting. But the truth is Joseph did not want to be with Mary anymore. He didn't. He didn't want to deal with the shame of his soon-to-be bride now potentially having cheated on her, on him. He wanted to end this relationship. So God steps in. God sends an angel. Verse 20. "But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife. For that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. 'Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which means 'God with us.'" Actually, I find it cool that the fulfillment of this prophecy or promise, depends on how you want to look at it, from the Old Testament, you know, that God would be with us, was actually God removing Joseph's fear that allowed him to continue to be with his bride-to-be. And wasn't that what Jesus was known for anyway? Relationships, right? He would always look for ways to connect with people, right? He modeled what God himself wanted. God wanted a closer, more intimate relationship with us. That's why Jesus was sent. Matter of fact, the example that we celebrate at Christmas is God giving his son to restore our relationship with him. God promised to be with us. So, in my mind, we should then be making the same promise that God made to us to each other. We should be lifting up each other in prayer. We should be standing with each other in times of need and in times of celebration, right? That's what the family of God is. Now, this morning I get the opportunity to offer you communion. But before I do that, I want to actually give you an opportunity to begin a relationship with God. See, God loves you. And what you may not understand or you may realize but you've never taken advantage of is that God is willing to go to any length to have a relationship with you. God's willing to give up anything in order to restore that. He proved that with his son. I mean, I know at Christmas we celebrate the birth of Jesus, but I always have a cross remind me to remind me of why we had Christmas. It was all for the completion of his promise to save us.